Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our spiritual practice, and in the politics around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by both Anne Ortley and Mark Woltz, but we'll see how if they can get online. I know Anne Ortley's been in the middle of a move, but it's always good to have her here. And so it's an interesting time astrologically. Tonight, the moon is in Capricorn about to conjunct Pluto as we speak. And there's a lot of thought going on around how we use power. The moon has just conjunct Venus right before we start the show, conjuncts Pluto afterwards, and then moves on to Saturn in the morning. We're thinking things through carefully. There was an eclipse last weekend. We've done the last 2 weeks. We've had the eclipses. They came and left as the eclipses were coming. And now we're dealing with some of the fallout from us. So the eclipses, I associate them. I'm not at all surprised that there was a school shooting, though I hate to see that happen. But it can often there is most people are perfectly fine, and the rest of us are dealing with kind of a fractured sense of reality somewhere that can be a symbolic act or an event that's not necessarily in our personal lives, but something that we feel. Exact eclipse happened last Saturday. And remember, eclipses, we start feeling them before they happen, and they continue for about 6 months afterwards. So that eclipse happened right on the ascendant for the chart of mythic America, the one we think of that really shows the transits time after time, which is about 5:15 in Philadelphia on that famous July 4th. I think I see Mark Woltz coming in.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And you've made it through the eclipse. How did you feel about that? Did you notice anything resonating in, you know, we certainly saw it in, talking about it, the school shooting affecting America's perception of itself again. But how did you experience the eclipse? For me, it was otherwise personally fairly mild.
Yeah, I found it rather mild as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are a lot of relationship things floating around that I noticed people talked about.
Mm-hmm. And relationship tensions, I often see relationships begin and end around eclipses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like whatever
the
was.
For beginning and ending energy.
Yeah. You know, the things that should have been let go of, now we have to let go of them. Things that should have started, now begin. So, it can be a good way to kind of shift our perception of reality during that time, which can be, can start and end relationships. Was there any particular issue that you noticed in those relationship patterns?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
And this week, you know, tonight, Mercury squares Neptune exactly.
Yeah,
which
that's great
you
for
know,
communication.
Yeah. We say that sarcastically, audience. And how would you describe that Mercury-Neptune square for our lovely colon audience?
Neptune has a way of making things unclear and fuzzy, and it has a way of making people be self-deceiving. So when Mercury squares Neptune, there's often I deceive myself about what I'm hearing in my communication. And I also can deceive myself in what I'm conveying. So it goes both ways. And it can be confusion. It can be deception. It can be self-deception. But whatever it is, things are not as they appear to be in whatever is being said or written.
I know a couple of people that are starting new jobs this week, right after that, right after the eclipse on the new moon, which is a good time normally to start a new job. And the moon in Capricorn, also a good time to start a new job. But with Mercury Neptune, I'm just asking them to make sure they, you know, go over all the paperwork twice, make sure they perceive what's going on and what's being asked of them, and to keep asking questions. Be obnoxious about that, so that if everybody's on the same page, then that Mercury Neptune square can just help us dream together and work things through. But as long as you, the difficulty can be thinking that you know what's going on when you don't.
Yeah,
so
don't make assumptions.
Right. Either with your spouse or with anything, right?
Right. Yeah. No assumptions. Nothing left unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I don't need to mention that. That's so obvious.
Mercury square Neptune is like, no. Tell the whole story. Keep talking.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's also, you know, out here it's snowing and has been on and off all day, that I see that Mercury Neptune square can be something as simple as, you know, water in the wrong place.
Right.
And I've, you know, time to spill your juice on your keyboard or in some other way mess, you know, water damage or snow danger for driving. So just kind of notice around technical equipment that the communication is clear and strong. Now, the Venus, this week, Venus conjuncts Pluto on the 11th.
Right.
And then it does again on Christmas Day. This is going to be a day because you've got Uranus square Saturn exact within a few days of that. And then the Venus-Pluto conjunction for the second pass. Do I hear Anne in the background?
You hear me. I signed
heard,
on.
I heard you. Heard you. I heard you. Yes.
Yeah, I made a little move.
How is your how's the move going?
Number. You can see the bottom is different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I got up this morning and it was foggy to your Venus-Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
yeah.
sunny and bright, and this morning there was lots of fog. And it took until about 11:30 for the marine layer to wear off.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I am good. I'm here in Florida and kind of sort of settled in, still having technology issues, but not too horrible. Mainly
oh,
audio.
Good.
Mercury and Sag out of bounds. I bought, I packed up the computer and the LAN and then left the screen and the keyboard and the mouse and the the speakers. No, I left them on purpose in New York. With the idea being I'd just move the computer, you know, and then I'd get a new keyboard and new screen and new mouse and all that, which I did, except the speaker part, the microphone part, has been very flaky, and that's that stupid Mercury and Sag. So
square
I bought
Neptune.
Square Neptune, man. So I'm kind of like, oh, man. So I got a headset that was cheap, which was okay, doesn't work. And then I got a headset that was expensive, and it hurts my ears. So I'm kind of like Goldilocks. You know, I'm wandering aimlessly.
This is to that, yes. And then you're looking for the just right. You're right.
I'm looking for the just right, which is in a box on its way here from New York. So. Well, one of them is. So it's all right. It's all good. But it's like I recorded my weekly podcast last night, and the audio was horrible, and people are like, the audio is horrible. So I did it again. So it's Gemini. I'm doing everything twice, so it's good. But otherwise, everything's fine. Remo made it safely on the plane. We flew down on Monday. I got him drugs, kitty drugs, and he howled when they hit. He's in Aries with a Scorpio moon, so I don't think he liked that out-of-control feeling. And then I carried him through the plane, and he was okay. You know, we have to take him out at TSA. Mm-hmm. But he got here to the house, and he had down tail for about half an hour, and then tail up. He was captain of the house, and, you know, every now and then something happens, like the ice maker or the washer and dryer, you know, these are sounds he's never heard in his 12 years. So he goes, oh, tail down, and checks it out, and then tail up. So we've had a very nice adjustment, actually, much easier than I thought it would be, aside from my audio issues being a little crazy. So.
Mm, well, wonderful.
Wow.
It's so nice to think of you down there in the warmth.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see the eclipses, but I did. The other night I was out watching watching the sky, and Venus, oh, my God, she was so beautiful. And then Jupiter and Saturn were right next to her. So there was, like, this little array in the sky, you know, as they were setting. Because I looked to the west, and they were just, it was so bright and beautiful. So I was out there watching. So I've been out on the deck watching at night, and then, you know, kind of getting stuff settled, and I got a call from Chase going, are you having a fraud alert? There's all these purchases in Florida, you know, because, you know, I bought a computer monitor and all the, you know, I bought the stuff to leave here, and then I'll just carry the box back and forth between New York and Florida. So that's good. I'm all settled in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we're noticing, we were talking about that Venus-Pluto conjunction. Yeah, the three passes, and I'm seeing that very much a part of the cases in front of the Supreme Court and the questions around control of women again, and that it's going to go three passes. And often when Venus-Pluto conjuncts, we see crime against women. Or power struggles around women's rights issues. We can also find something to care more deeply about. It can wakes up the heart. You know, it says, how do you love in the face of life, death, and power struggles? How do you love deeper? How do you love more fully? And how do you move, you know, past the power struggle and into Venus more wholeheartedly? So I see that, you know, as a real issue that we're going to be going over and over again. But there's times when we feel unusually lonely or are willing to reach out of our normal sphere to meet people because we've been feeling lonely or isolated. But I know, you know, many families when COVID started back up again, that half of them were in South America, were in South Africa, and the other half was still in England. And they're going to be stuck that way for a while. With this new perception. So those are some interesting aspects that I'm seeing. Yeah. What do you see coming up this week that you want people to pay attention to?
Well, I think the thing I noticed was, you know, on the new moon eclipse that we had on the 4th, we had that minor grand trine with Mars and Scorpio, Venus, Pluto, and then Neptune, right? Neptune going direct, Chris Cuomo getting fired. But also, minor grand trines are really fertile. So I like, you know, and this is our last lunation in the Sag-Gemini axis. And this is, of course, 12 Sag, you know, in the nodal signs. So before the nodes shift into Cancer, not Cancer, Taurus, Scorpio. So when we know this, we know, okay, this is our last hurrah for, you know, what have we learned the last year and a half while the nodes have been in Gemini Sag, and now what do we want to launch? And I like the Mercury in Sag out of bounds, but it's also in mutual reception to the Jupiter in Aquarius, because Mercury in Aquarius is exalted and Jupiter can come over and take Mercury's place. So that's a Sun, Moon, Jupiter conjunction on an eclipse. So that's a load of energy. Like, we can really use this to launch ourselves. Mars is happy in Scorpio. Neptune's moving forward. A lot of clients reported like a whoosh of energy, feeling really overwhelmed with the Neptune shift. And, of course, it went retrograde on June 26th, which is about when, you know, the first rustles, you know, of the Cuomo stuff were surfacing. So now, of course, that it's gone direct, Chris Cuomo lost his job. But there's an energy of forward motion, you know, and back to the abortion thing too, Heather and Mark, I've forever been muttering under my breath with the Republicans and this abortion thing, you know, people going, well, I'm going to vote Republican because they're pro-life. because I have a lot of Catholics in my world.
They're not pro-life. But yeah,
they're not pro-life. But I'm also was like, well, when Trump had the House and the Senate, he could have passed an anti-abortion law, right? So, they haven't. They've been making all this noise for years. So, frankly, there's a little part of me that goes, you know, this is good. They were making noise about the dog that caught the car. And I'm like, you know, you got Brett Kavanaugh, you got Amy Barrett saying, yeah, have the babies and give it up. I'm like, all right, so these people, do they represent, like, us? Yeah, and so I think it is a galvanizing moment for people. And I think it'll be very interesting because I always was like, it's friggin' hypocrisy. They've owned the House and the Senate many times. If they wanted to codify that, they could have, and they didn't. They could have, and they didn't.
No, they wanted it to be a polarizing point without actually doing it, right?
Right, right, right. And so now it's going to get blown up, and it's going to be a polarizing point, and then, you know, whatever, I think 24 states have trigger laws. It's not going to affect the wealthy people. They're going to be able to travel to get an abortion. It's going to affect people that can't afford to travel. And, and the other part of it is like a third or 25, maybe two thirds. There's a lot of women who get abortions after they've had children. So it's not, they're not expanding their family because it's too much money or it's too expensive or whatever that logic is. So I think it's really going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out. You know, a bunch of white guys and Amy Barrett, you know, voting that women didn't control their bodies. So, you know, but I also feel like, good, finally they have to deal with this instead of making it a dog whistle issue to get everybody voting for them, because now you guys have to vote for it, right? Because you did it. Yeah, and so that's the part I'm like, yeah, let's put this to the test. And there was a guy on Jake Tapper, I think it was, not Jake Tapper, he was on Meet the Press, one of the Indiana senators, and the guy was quizzing him. You know, and it was trying to get him, you know, he's pro-choice Republican or pro-life Republican, but the guy just wouldn't go in there. And I'm like, you guys are just friggin' weasels, you know. It's a dog whistle. And, every woman I know that's had an abortion, it's always a considered decision. It's always a hard decision. You know, it's not like this is something
taken
on. It's
always, you pay for it. It's not something you do lightly.
No, I've never known anybody to be frivolous about it.
And I've known heartbreaking story after heartbreaking story.
Yes.
And the person whose child was dead and they had to wait for her to go into labor.
Right.
And so, yes, that is, all the questions about where is the power of women? How do we reclaim our power? How do we work with it together? Is coming up around this Venus-Pluto conjunction, three passes.
Right.
Now, this weekend, we're going to have, we can see in the sky already, Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter just about equidistant in the sky, right before sunset.
Beautiful.
And tonight, it's just gorgeous. And tonight, if you're, it's snowbound here, but I could really see it yesterday. Venus and the moon are conjunct tonight. Between the Venus and the moon and Saturn is Pluto, but we can't see it. It's way out there. And then Saturn looks fairly small, and then Jupiter is just glorious.
Yeah, he's so big.
Sitting there.
And
the moon is going right through those three over this weekend, I think, bringing up a lot of emotions for people, but also keeping our eyes on the political realm, because Jupiter and Saturn really describe the social political world that we're walking through. Also, Mars squares Jupiter as we speak, and will be exact over it. Mars squares sextiles Pluto right now, which is why it's such a good time, new moon, Mars Saturn sextile, great to kind of get the wind in our sails for new beginnings. But Mars squares Jupiter tomorrow and the next day, and that can really bring out a competitive side. That Mars square Scorpio is good for getting things started, but it's also bringing a lot of retribution and anger and, you know, let's fire Cuomo. It just, people's reaction are pretty intense right now mm-hmm. when they do get upset.
Right, right. Totally, totally. It's eclipse mm-hmm. season. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
emotional.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is Venus came in from out of bounds, so only Mercury's out of bounds now.
Right, right.
But
so everybody's emotional, and they're not thinking too clearly. You know, not as kind of
right,
a little
right.
on the
and they're not
side.
Happy. They're not mm-hmm. happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll work on that.
So watch for changes. Mm-hmm. Bob Dole just left, too. Stephen
yeah.
Sondheim last week. Brian Williams' last day was Friday. The other Brian Williams in Canada left. So, interesting, I didn't know there were two Brian Williams that were, you know,
mm-hmm.
famous announcers, one in Canada, one in New York. But, yeah, so it's a lot of people. I had one client, she had five people quit that
mm-hmm.
worked for her
mm-hmm.
on Friday.
Wow.
They all quit on Friday. And I was reading her on, she goes, five people quit yesterday. I'm like, wow. You know? She goes,
how many
I think
people
I
did she have
quit.
Working for her, right? Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she has a big team. She has like 180 people reporting to her.
Okay.
But still, that's a lot of people leaving. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I've known a client whose father was, you know, they said, oh, you know, the cancer's now stage four. And so she was getting ready to move back to Canada to be with her father, and he died like 3 days
mm-hmm,
later.
Mm-hmm.
That Venus-Pluto conjunction, you know, we are aware of what we could lose,
mm-hmm.
and some people, it just deepens their heart and has them do great artwork, and they feel more, and they tell people. Other people really are aware of the loss, either
mm-hmm.
they remember a loss a long time ago, or it's really deeply in their hearts now.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
It is an interesting part of the process. Some people, they just like, I don't want to do long. I've seen Venus-Pluto conjunct. They don't want to hang around. They want
right.
to make it definite. So it's break up, get together, die, live, you know, but sort of emotional decisions. Now, Venus
right.
is doing this normally, you know, Venus conjuncts Pluto once a year. But this three-way conjunction, I haven't seen that since 1995, 96, and the time before that was, you know, in 1986 that Venus did this do-si-do with Pluto three times in a row. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I'd say stay involved with women's issues of it all, and keep your heart open and keep talking about what matters.
Mm-hmm.
What
happened in
those
earlier years? Were you studying astrology in those? What happened in those times?
Oh yeah, I was studying astrology. I haven't been able to parse down exactly what was going on then.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember, you know, 1986 was very active in the women's rights and scandals around women and things. So I haven't been able to really take a good look at 1996. So I think it's good for all of us to think back on our hearts, what was happening mm-hmm. in our personal life, because that Venus-Pluto conjunction can be sometimes more personal and less, you know, big headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good to hear from
so
people
in
how they're feeling it.
It would have been
when
Pluto
it is
in
personal.
Back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sorry, Mark, say again.
When the Venus-Pluto conjunction plays out on the personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well,
yeah,
1995, Pluto had just gone into Sag, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so it was Venus and Sag meeting Pluto then, right?
Right, and it was 95, it was like November to January, like this one is. You know, it's close
mm-hmm.
to that do-si-do around the past the winter mm-hmm. solstice. And in 86, it was September to December where
okay.
it did that do-si-do
mm-hmm.
And got us back into that place. So
mm-hmm.
it's been interesting to watch that goes. I cannot reach the dashboard. Would you like to take one caller? Ann, can you choose one and turn it on?
Yeah, I can go over by the computer. Hang on. I actually got out of the computer chair sit on the couch. No, it's good. I was but my butt's been in the computer chair all day. It's good to get out of it.
I know.
I can go back to it. I'm good. So you're not near the dashboard.
Well, my computer did something strange, so I have to go back out and come back in again.
Okay, no worries. I have new hand raisings. Okay. So we are calling on... Hello? 317-753. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. This is Barbara Manley.
Hi.
Birthday.
Hi, Barbara.
Well, hi. 12-12-1941.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. 80. 2:09 p.m. And in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wonderful.
And, and I know that, I haven't been on for a while, but I know I was told, well, in December, it's a big time for change. And my birthday is 12-12. And 41. Anyway, it's all 333. So I am curious about, moving.
Are you thinking of moving? I mean, it looks like it's a very lovely rhythm to your birth year, to your solar return this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was a specific question that we can get to for you. You said about moving.
Well,
is that correct?
Moving. Change. I mean, I'm still very much in, as long as we're here on Earth, I'm here to serve. And so it's also about, I'm awaiting or looking for actually new opportunities to help people to awaken.
Your progressed moon has been in Virgo for 9 months and conjuncts your progressed north node in 4 months. So there's something, and you're at a progressed full moon because your progressed sun is around 11 Pisces. So it looks to me like you are really making that there is some new outreach about being of service and finding that balance between how do I care for others and care for myself, that you can overdo it with that Mars in Aries in the 12th house. You can run on fumes. You can like push yourself rather than really make sure that you're always operating from energy and strength rather than from pushing yourself, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Of course it does in my whole life.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
so
very true.
So to really, keep for you, I see the need to build a sustainable ecology where you're getting as much from your life as you're giving out. I don't see anything that demands that you move right away. It's more about being of service in ways that you would like. Pluto is directly opposed to your fourth house cusp. It's right on your midheaven. So that may be part of you that's saying, I'm going to have to move soon. But I don't know if that's this spring. What are you thinking?
Well, no, I live in Indianapolis, but I have been out in San Diego for 3 to 4 months now, and that it's about the possibility of making that happen. Yes, but or to be in the flow and just to be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You like San Diego, though, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. Health and everything, more vibrant health is it seems to be, and I don't have water in my chart. I don't believe I have water. And so the ocean, being near the ocean,
good.
It seems to be very good.
Yeah.
I think you really come alive out there. And I would say if you can stay there, I guess that's what you're about, not moving. It's like where you are is good right now. Enjoy that. I'd say we're running out of time. So we are out of time. So I'm going to just say good luck on that. To really kind of work on that balance in your life and trust that yourself, as Anne said, you love that area.
Yeah.
Take yourself
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah. I'm going to say, you know, really just it's winter. You're not going home to Indianapolis now. You've got to stay there till May.
Yes, that's right.
And then your progressed moon in 6 months is on your north node, and you go, okay, going back to Indianapolis, and I'm packing and moving back to San Diego. You've got really,
right.
You know, and you were born with Venus in Aquarius, and, you know, your progressed Venus just went by your natal Venus. So you had a retrograde Venus for 40 years in your lifetime. So now your Venus is ready for a whole new life, and you're having Uranus on your ascendant. So I really go, yeah, let's go hang out in San Diego. And your progressive Pisces, it loves it. Mark, what do you notice?
That's so good.
You're breaking up a little, Mark. Say again.
Oh, you have everything that you need, and you can do a lot of exploring right where you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you've already moved. You just haven't admitted it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That 40 years, that blows me away. I mean, wow. It's a long time. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck.
Yes.
We're out of time, everybody. So this is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Ann Orley
Mark
saying
Wolf, saying good night from New York.
Say it again, Mark. Say it again. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, saying good night from New York.
Right. And Ann Orley, good night from Florida overlooking Boca Ciega Bay.
Okay.
Wow, so beautiful. With Kat. So
with Kat.
Everybody have
with
a
Kat,
good
yeah.
week, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Right. Have fun. And Barb, definitely San Diego all winter, okay?
Yeah. Yes, seriously. Yes. Thank you so much,
Ann. Okay.
Okay.
Florida.